tonight to the book of Luke, chapter 7. Book of Luke, chapter 7. We'll read verses 36 through the end of the chapter, verse 50. Book of Luke, chapter 7. Begin reading with verse 36. One of the Pharisees desired him, that is Jesus, that he would eat with him. And he, Jesus, went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping. Began to wash his feet with tears, did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, that would be Simon, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he, that is Simon, saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. When they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet. But she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss. But this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he saith unto her, that is, Jesus said to the woman, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he saith to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. We read here that a Pharisee by the name of Simon had invited Jesus to his house for a meal. We read that there in verse 36. From what is recorded in verse 49, we see, and they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves. So we see what is recorded there. There were other invited guests as well. So we have Jesus, we have Simon the Pharisee, and we have other Pharisees as well. And then there was this woman, which was a sinner, which apparently had not been invited to the house, but she showed up. Now, what transpired in that house is recorded here in the verses that we just read. What happened in verses 36 through verse 39 is what led Jesus to speak the parable of the two debtors, which is recorded in verses 41 and verse 42. And then in verses 43 through verse 47, Jesus made application of the parable to Simon, the Pharisee. Now, what happened in that house, Simon's house, on that particular day, we notice in verse 37 that we are called upon to behold. And as we're called upon to examine what we read here, we're called upon to receive the instruction from it, to receive an impression by what we read. It's not, now you notice, it's not, behold, one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. So that's not what's important here. But it is, behold, a woman. Behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. This is what Jesus is calling our attention to, or the writer is calling our attention to. So our attention is directed to this woman, which was a sinner. And I believe she's held before us as an example for anyone who would honor and serve Jesus Christ. This woman is an example. Now, she had a different reason for being in that house than all the other invited guests. She also possessed an entirely different attitude than Simon. She possessed an entirely different attitude than all the guests, however many there were. She had a different attitude than all of them. And Jesus draws a contrast between this woman and Simon, between this woman and all the other guests. Now you'll notice in verse 44, notice about halfway down, but she, drawing a contrast. We see the same thing in verse 45 and verse 46. Verse 45, it is, but this woman. He's told Simon what he did not do, and then he said, but this woman. And then he did the same thing again in verse 46. But this woman. So he draws a contrast. Simon and all of his guest possessed a curiosity concerning Christ. I believe that's why Simon invited Christ into his house, as he was curious. I don't believe that it was Simon's intent to entrap Christ. I don't believe that he invited Christ because he was closer to the Lord than other Pharisees. He invited Christ because he was curious. He had a curiosity about Jesus Christ. But a curiosity, a mere curiosity about Christ, will not get you very far. And we see here that he possesses curiosity concerning Jesus Christ, but he failed. He failed miserably to glorify Christ. On the other hand, you have this woman. And she had the heart of a servant. And that's what we want to speak on this evening. A servant's heart, as we see it here in Luke chapter 7. Now, we've preached from this passage in the past, and we concentrated on the alabaster box of ointment. But we want to tonight to again look at a servant's heart. What does it take to glorify and to serve Jesus Christ? First of all, we want to notice Simon and his guest. There are three things that Simon and his guest did not do. Three things that they did not do concerning Jesus Christ. Number one, they did not show common courtesy to Christ. They did not even show a common courtesy. Notice verse 42. Jesus, seeking to make application, asked Simon a question. He had spoken the parable of the two debtors. He asked him, Tell me therefore which of them will love him most. Simon answered, and he correctly answered, I suppose that he who was forgiven the most. And then in verse 44, and he turned to the woman. So Jesus is looking at the woman, but he is speaking to Simon. He turned to the woman and said unto Simon, see thou this woman. That is, Simon, I want you to look at her. Notice her. She is our example. And then notice what he says. I entered into thine house. I entered into your own house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet. That is, Simon, you did not even show me common courtesy. No one in this house, none of your invited guests, showed me common courtesy. It was an act of common courtesy to wash the feet of a guest. I suppose, I don't know for sure, but let's suppose that Simon had servants. Not one of those servants showed Christ a common courtesy. Simon himself did not show Christ common courtesy. None of the guests went and washed the feet of Jesus Christ. So there they all are. They have a curiosity concerning Jesus Christ, but they did not show him common courtesy. And how true that is today of many who profess Christ. Many who profess to know Jesus Christ as Savior do not even show him common courtesy. Do not even show the Savior common courtesy. So that was the first thing they failed in. Secondly, he said that they did not show affection for Christ. Notice verse 45. Thou gavest me no kiss. You did not show common courtesy to me. You showed no special affection for me. And again, you can have a curiosity about Christ and yet show him no courtesy whatsoever. You can have a curiosity about Christ and yet show him no special affection. Simon had invited Christ to his house, and the invited guests, they came, and they came knowing. I mean, the reason they came was because they knew Christ would be there, and they all had a curiosity about Christ. But not one of them showed a special love to Christ. Not one of them showed a special devotion to Jesus Christ. Not one of them showed any special adoration for Christ. The opportunity to do so was there, but not one of them, other than this woman, took the opportunity to show special affection to Jesus Christ. Thirdly, they gave no special attention and honor to Christ. You notice in verse 46, my head with oil thou didst not anoint. That is, you did not give me special attention. You did not show me any special honor. The opportunity to do so was there. Simon, you failed. You failed to show me common courtesy. You failed to show me a special love and affection. You failed to show me special attention. You failed to honor me. And oh, how often that is true. How often people who profess to know Christ show not even slightest common courtesy to Christ. They show no special love to Jesus Christ. In fact, they show more love toward
their family than they do Jesus Christ. They show more love and respect toward their friends than they do Jesus Christ. And Simon and all his guests, they also gave no special attention, no special honor to Christ. Now, why was this? Why did they fail so miserably? Well, I believe the answer is in the parable. But the reason, one of the reasons they did not show common courtesy to Christ or love to Christ or honor to Christ was that Simon and all of his invited guests were ignorant. They were ignorant individuals. They were ignorant, first of all, of the person of Jesus Christ. It is obvious from verse 39 that Simon had some doubts concerning who Jesus Christ was. Because in verse 39 it says, "Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him," that's Simon, "saw it," that is, saw what this woman did, "he spake within himself," that is, he thought to himself, "this man, if he were a prophet," if he were a prophet. That tells me that Simon had some doubts concerning who Jesus was. He called into question, he knew that Jesus Christ claimed to be a prophet. And he said, "But if this man knew who it was that was touching him, if he were really a prophet, he would know. And if he were really who he says he is, he would not have allowed this woman to touch him." So there was an ignorance concerning the person of Jesus Christ. And is that not so today? Why is it that people do not show common courtesy to Jesus Christ? Because they're ignorant of who he is. Because if you know who he is, you will go out of your way to show him courtesy. Why is it today that people show no special love toward Jesus Christ? Is it not because they are ignorant of who he is? Why is it that they do not give him special honor, special attention, special glory? Again, because they are ignorant of who he is. But not only were they ignorant of the person of Jesus Christ, they were ignorant of their own sinfulness. That is implied in the parable. They were ignorant of their own depravity, of their own vileness, of their own wickedness, of their own filthiness and wretchedness. And no doubt they were ignorant concerning their own spiritual needs. They did not realize how great their needs were, because had they realized these things, they would have gone out of their way to show Christ special attention. They were ignorant of the grace of God. They were totally ignorant of the grace of God. They were ignorant of the blessings of God. And may I say today, if you are habitually failing to show common courtesy to Christ, you are habitually failing to show special love to Christ and special attention to Christ, I believe it's all for the same reasons that we just mentioned. The same reasons. And that ought to greatly concern you. Their ignorance prevented them from showing common courtesy, from showing special affection, and from giving honor to Christ. But another reason is that they were very proud. They were self-righteous. They were Pharisees. But Simon, was so proud. He was so proud that he was repulsed by the sight of this woman who was a notorious sinner entering into his house and being so readily and openly received by Christ. That offended Simon. That's made clear again from verse 39. He thought, here is the town's worst sinner. Her very touch is defiling. And if this man were a prophet, he would know how wicked she is. And he would know, and he would not allow her into his presence, let alone touch him. So the proud Pharisee could not bear the thought of being upon the same ground and being side by side with this wretched sinner. And without a doubt, the other invited guest felt the same way. And may I say that pride and self-righteousness will always prevent an individual from serving Jesus Christ. Pride and self-righteousness goes against a heart that is willing to serve. Simon thought he was better than this woman. All the invited guests thought they were better than her. But it was they who failed to show common courtesy to Christ. It was they who failed to show special affection to Jesus Christ. It was they who failed to give special attention to Jesus Christ. So Jesus draws our attention in verse 37, and behold, or the writer draws our attention to this woman. And this woman displays a servant's heart. You've got to be like her if you are going to serve the Lord. If you are going to honor Jesus Christ with your life, you've got to have the same characteristics as this woman had. Now, I believe that when she came to the house, she had already been saved. God had already forgiven her sins. She left being reassured that her sins had been forgiven. I believe that's obvious again from the parable. But the first thing we want to notice about this woman, the reason she served in the way she did, was because she had indeed been saved by the grace of God. Now, we're not told of her salvation experience, but I am absolutely certain that when she came to the house, she had already been saved. That tells me that this woman knew that she was a sinner. May I say that's something that Simon did not know about himself. That's something that the other invited guests did not know about themselves. But this woman came into that house that day, and she came knowing that she was a sinner. Not only that, she came knowing that her sins were vile, that her sins made her vile, that her sins made her wretched, that her sins made her filthy. She knew that her sins were contrary to God, that they were against God, that they were against God's will, that they were against God's holiness, that they were against God's authority. She knew that she, as a sinner, was contrary to God. She realized that all her sin was in direct opposition and rebellion against the Lord. She knew all about the pit of sin. She knew all about it. She had lived there. She knew all about the hog pen. She had spent many days in the hog pen. This woman had some realization of what she deserved as a sinner. She realized that each and every one of her sins deserved the almighty wrath, the wrath of an almighty God. She knew that her sins were innumerable. She knew that she also knew that her sins had been carried away, had been carried out of sight, that they were no longer placed to her account, that they had been blotted out, that they had been put away and removed. She knew that she had been forgiven when God saved her soul. She knew that she had been delivered. She knew that she had been rescued. She knew that she had been plucked from the fire. She knew that she had been brought out from a life of sin. She knew that she had been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. She knew that she had the righteousness of Christ. She knew that she had been taken off the broad road that leads to destruction. This woman came knowing that God had saved her soul. And if you're ever going to serve Jesus Christ, you have to know. You have to be certain that you were a sinner and that Jesus Christ, by His grace, saved your soul, and that Jesus Christ has been gracious and merciful to you. This woman knew that, and that gave her a desire to serve the Lord. She also took a great interest in Jesus Christ. Verse 37 says that when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, word had gotten around that Jesus Christ was in the house of Simon. And as soon as this woman knew that, she's on her way. She's on her way. You see, she had an interest in Christ. As soon as she heard that Jesus was in the house, though that news did not concern a lot of people, a lot of people heard that Jesus was in the house of Simon. It meant nothing to them. They went about their daily routines. Didn't mean a thing to them. Some perhaps showed up out of curiosity. But when this woman, who had been saved by the grace of God, heard the news that Jesus was in the house of Simon, she went to the house. Not to talk to Simon. Not to meet with any of the other guests. She went to the house to find Jesus. You see, because Jesus was her redeemer. He was her deliverer. He was her physician. He was her hope. He was her joy. So when she heard that Jesus was in the house, she was immediately in motion toward Him. That is the heart of a servant. You will never serve Christ. You will never honor and glorify Christ unless you are moving in the direction where He is. You will not serve Him by moving away. And as soon as she heard, she's heading toward Simon's house. So she had an interest in Christ. Those who serve the Lord have an interest. They have an interest because of who He is. We're not just talking about a curiosity. We're talking about a deep-seated interest in the person of Jesus Christ. She had an interest because she knew who He was. She had an interest because she knew what He had done in her life. Thirdly, she had a readiness of heart to do something that would honor and that would glorify Jesus Christ. We see in verse 37, again, that as soon as she heard, knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster box of ointment. She knew where Jesus was, and she was ready. She was ready to serve him. You see, the heart of a servant is always ready. Always ready to serve Jesus Christ. She came with her alabaster box of ointment. And she came to that house, again, not to talk to Simon, not to talk to the guests, not to see who was there. She came to express her love for Jesus Christ. She was ready to express her love for Jesus Christ. And may I say, the heart of a servant will always be ready to express their love for Jesus Christ. She not only came to that house to express her love for Christ, she came to that house to express her thanks to him. She wanted to thank him. Thank him for saving her soul. And the heart of a servant is always ready and is always willing to express thanksgiving to Jesus Christ. But she also came to acknowledge. She came to acknowledge Jesus Christ. She didn't come to acknowledge Simon. She didn't come to acknowledge any of his guests. She came to acknowledge Jesus Christ as her Lord and her Savior. She was ready to do that. And the heart of a servant is always ready to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. She came to the house that day and she was ready. She was ready to praise him. So as soon as she heard that Jesus was in the house, she didn't linger. She didn't hesitate. But with great joy and great excitement, she grabbed the alabaster box that was filled with ointment, and she went immediately to where she knew Jesus was. She again had an interest in Christ. May I remind you that she knew that she was going to the house of a Pharisee. She knew that there would be other Pharisees there. But knowing that Jesus was there, she went in. She went in. In that house, there's Pharisees there. There are people there, and she knew that before she went in. There would be people there that hate her, that absolutely despise her. They consider her the scourge of the earth and the filth of the earth. But she went in anyway, because she wasn't there for them. She was there for Christ. And that's why today you stay away from church because you're angry at somebody. You'd better remember who you come to meet in the house of God. This woman went into that house knowing that there would be people there that would hate her, knowing that there would be people there that were going to mistreat her and say terrible things about her. But she went in anyway, because she was there to acknowledge Jesus Christ. As she went into that house, she knew that she would meet with frowns. She knew that there would be looks of disgust, that there would probably be critical words, but she went anyway. She wanted to be where Jesus was. That's the heart of a servant. You see, it's not the heart of a servant that is discouraged from serving because you might get a dirty look, because you might get a frown, because someone might be critical. The heart of a servant goes anyway. The heart of a servant simply wants to be where Jesus is. So she comes with her alabaster box of ointment. Again, this is the heart of a servant. Verse 38, she came and she stood at his feet behind him. She sought no exalted place. She did not seek a place of honor for herself. But she took her proper place. Her heart was fully absorbed with Jesus Christ. That is the heart of a servant. She was completely taken up with Jesus Christ. That is the heart of a servant. That is the kind of heart that will serve the Lord. But I want you to notice also that she had strong emotions for Jesus Christ. She had very, very strong emotions. She came to the house to express her thankfulness for what Jesus had done in her life. She came to praise. She came to worship him. But as she enters the house and she begins to worship him, when she saw him and looked upon him and began to think of what he had done in her life, what he had done for her, we read that she wept. She wept. Perhaps as she thought upon her sins, she wept. When she thought about the one she had sinned against, she wept. She thought of his amazing love, his amazing grace, his mercy that had reached her in her sins. She wept. She had very strong emotions for Jesus Christ. When she thought about her unworthy state, she wept. She wept and wept and wept. So much so that we read that she began to wash his feet with her tears. And then she began to dry his feet with her hair. And then we read that she kissed his feet. And I'm sure she did so over and over and over and over again. And the Pharisees thought within themselves, those filthy lips. Does he not know where those lips have been? He knew. And she is filled with emotion. And she breaks open the box, pours the anointment, anointed his feet with the anointment. There was praise. There was thanksgiving. There was adoration. There was love. There was honor. There was glory. She was worshiping the Lord. And she did so with great emotion. This is the heart of a servant. Today, people have emotion if their car gets scratched. Oh, they show emotion. But if they sin against the one that saved their soul, they have no emotion whatsoever. We need the heart of a servant. The heart of a servant shows emotion for the one that they serve. She was also filled with love for Christ. Why did she come? We've already said she came to thank him, she came to praise him, and all of that's true. But she came because she loved him. She came because she loved Christ. Why did she bring that alabaster box of ointment? Because she loved Jesus Christ. Why did she open that box up and pour it all out upon Jesus Christ? Because she loved him. Notice what Jesus said in verse 47. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much. What she has done, she has expressed her love. Simon, you haven't even shown me common courtesy. You haven't kissed me, but this woman hath kissed my feet. You haven't shown me any special honor. You haven't shown me any special glory, but this woman hath anointed me. She was filled with love for Christ. Now, in light of the parable, why did she love so much? Because she felt much forgiven. Who is going to love the most? The one who has the most debt. Forgiven. Here was a woman who realized that she had been forgiven much. And when you come to realize how much you've been forgiven, how can you not love him? How can you not show him common courtesy? How can you not show him affection? How can you not show him, give him special attention and show and give him glory? How can you not when you know what he's forgiven you of? The truth is tonight, many are in ignorance and they're unaware of their sin. But this woman loved much because she realized she was forgiven much. She loved much because she realized that she had been blessed of God. This is the heart of a servant. But I'm afraid today we have many sitting in our churches that are more like Simon the Pharisee and his invited guests. They have a curiosity concerning Jesus Christ. But that's all they really have. And they do not even show Jesus Christ common courtesy. I mean, it's just common courtesy to honor Christ on his day. That's common courtesy. It's common courtesy to just do what he says. But many do not even show common courtesy to Jesus Christ. And many show more affection for the world and more affection for the things of the world and more affection for their family and their friends than they do Jesus Christ. And more give attention to the things of the world rather than Christ. They have a curiosity, but they do not have the heart of a servant. But this woman. Those words need to ring in our ears. But this woman. She's different. She's different than Simon the Pharisee. She's different than all the guests that were in that house that day. This woman had a love for Jesus Christ. And she wanted to serve him. She wanted to thank him. She wanted to praise him. She couldn't get to the house quick enough. And it didn't matter to her that there were other Pharisees there. It didn't matter that she'd be criticized. It didn't matter that she'd get dirty looks. None of those things mattered to her. The only thing that mattered to her was Jesus was there. And I've got to worship him. And I want to be where he is. That is the heart of a servant. Do you have tonight the heart of a servant? A servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. What an honor to be called a servant, a laborer, a slave for God. That's an honor. That's nothing to be ashamed of. And we pray that God would give each and every one of us that know the Lord as Savior, that he would give us the heart of a servant. And we will have the heart of a servant if we would just stop and think. Think of what you've been forgiven of.
Think of the mercy and the grace that has been bestowed upon you. Think of the person of Jesus Christ. How can you not want to serve Him? So this woman is an example to all of us tonight. And may you and I go from here and be an example to others of what a servant should be. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in a verse of song. Let's all stand. Brother Larry will lead us in singing. 213.